Hello there, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Blessing in Divorce. It's been a few weeks since we've chatted, and I don't really have a reason for that. It just didn't happen for a few weeks, so I'm really happy to be back with you and to, join these conversations. So I think part of the reason that I was absent for a few weeks is I just couldn't think of anything to talk to you about. I mean, there's so much, but I don't know. I just wasn't feeling that pull to share, I guess. And now I do again, which I'm grateful for. And what I wanted to share with you today is actually really very vulnerable in a way. I want to talk to you about relationships. And I know many of you listen to this podcast because you're going through separation or divorce, or you're thinking of it. But I think what I'm going to share with you, even though it's not specific to just divorce, I think you'll find it really helpful. It's the dynamic of relationships and what we want from them. And this place of vulnerability when we open our heart to people in our lives and we feel let down. So I want to get into all that with you today. So join me for a very frank, simple conversation about relationships. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of A Blessing in Divorce. I am so grateful to be allowed into your headset and day today. My name is Elizabeth, and I'm the host of this podcast and the owner and founder of The Separation Club, which is the club you never wanted to be part of, but the best club to be in if you're going through separation and divorce. Here, we talk about how to heal, move forward, and find love if you're so inclined. Also, motherhood through divorce, finding yourself, and creating the life you deserve. Our tools are community, sisterhood, honesty, vulnerability, spirituality, and coaching, and that's when we aren't talking to our experts. I'm also a divorced mother of four adult sons, remarried, and a stepmom to three, so we will be talking about everything that goes with all of that here. If you are recently separated, thinking of separating, divorcing, or even beyond your divorce, but still feeling it, then this is the podcast for you. So I want to talk to you about relationships today, and all relationships, really, the ones that matter the most to us, the ones that really live in our hearts. And when something's wrong in any of these relationships, it feels painful and difficult. And it's become so, I guess, front and center in a way in my life in the last, I'm going to say, year, and especially the last 6 months, because I have several really important relationships to me that have either ended or changed or need to change, I should say, or whatever. Friendships that I've had for a long time that have ended, either because I've had to put a boundary in place or because we just, you know, something happened where we just couldn't be friends anymore. And it's hard when that happens. And it's, you know, it's impossible to not at some point look at yourself and go, what am I doing wrong here? Why are these friendships ending? Is it my fault? What's my role in that ending or in the fact that it doesn't work as well anymore? And of course, it's easy to just, or easier anyway, to just blame the other person, just say, you know, they're jerks or they're not being nice or they're not being true friends or whatever. And while all of those might be true, I don't believe in living in a way where I just go, oh, it's all their fault and I'm completely blameless and faultless over here. So I'll just go about my merry life. It doesn't work that simply, because even if we try to do that, we're still sitting with the pain. And ultimately, if all we do is blame the other person, then there's no lesson, there's no learning. And at least for me, when I'm not learning something and I can't find some peace and resolution within myself for why something like this has happened, then I keep ruminating on it and I keep reliving it and I keep, you know, potentially self-righteously kind of going, well, it's, you know, they did this and they did this, you know, that rehashing of the past or of the fight or of the issue. And just to keep reminding myself and whoever will listen that I'm a good person and they're bad. And the world isn't that simple. Sometimes things end, like I said, because of a fight or because of something that's happened or a betrayal. And this could be whether it's in a friendship or a family relationship or a romantic relationship. So let's just say I'm just talking about relationships in general here and important ones. Ones that really matter to you. And sometimes things get said and things get done or whatever that there just isn't any coming back from. Like there's just no finding that path forward for you and this person anymore. And I think if there's one relationship that we tend to put up with more from, actually, I shouldn't say there's just one, but definitely our romantic partners, especially if we're married and we have children, you know, there's so many reasons to try to find a path forward. So we tend to ignore, we tend to put aside, shove aside feelings of rejection, betrayal, whatever, so that we can continue to have a relationship with them. I think we're less likely to do that in a friendship, like a straight up, you know, friendship, because there's not so many physical ties. It's easier to stop and to not see this person again. And then there's familial ones like children, sisters, parents, you know, it's harder to let go because we love them so much and they're just an integral part of who we are. Like they're a huge part of our past and our present. We want them to be part of our future. So it can be really difficult to manage our feelings around these relationships. And I guess what I'm kind of coming to grips with this morning and over time, over the last many months, is understanding how to let go. How to let go of the pain without necessarily letting go of the person. And what I mean by that is, this is somebody I want in my life. But the way that I want them in my life, when I try to give them that role and to give them that space or that real estate, if you will, in my heart, it only hurts me. And why? Not because they're necessarily doing anything, but because of my expectations. What I want them to do or say, the role I want this person to have in my life, and then they don't, because that's not the role they see me in. And so I sit here with this heartache, this pain, this loss, because this person is just not choosing to be important in my life. And whereas, you know, again, I could go, well, you know, it's their fault because of this or because of that, or they're not living up to their responsibilities or their duties, or they're not being respectful of my role, or they're not whatever. Like I could go on and on. But what's the bottom line? Do they really have an obligation to be that person for me? Why do I need them to be that person? Well, I probably need them to be that person or to do those things or to live up to my expectations because it makes me feel loved. It makes me feel validated as a good person or a good mother or a good friend or whatever. And that's about me. That's my ego. That's how I'm seen and how I'm experienced by other people. So as we sit and hurt because somebody is not stepping up to that role and not living up to our expectations and not doing the things we so desperately want them to do, I think what's the most important for your own healing and for your own self-awareness and your love of self is to ask yourself, first of all, what is the role I want them to have in my life? And why do I want them to have that role? So one of the people that I'm talking about here is one of my sons. And I mean, it seems silly to even have to say this, but I will say it. I love him beyond life itself, as I do all my children. But it's not about that. I think that's that's a given when it comes to our kids. And I believe he loves me too. I don't really think this is a question of whether or not he loves me. The question here, or the issue, whatever, for me, my issue, is I don't get to see him as much as I'd like. He's not as nice to me as I would like him to be. It's not that he's necessarily not nice. He can be. But that's usually as a result of something that I'm asking from him that he's not willing to give me. And so when I say not willing to give me, you know, I need to be careful about the explanation I attach to that. I'm not wrong about that he's not willing to give me the time that I want right now. He's not. And that, I find that very difficult. I miss him and I want to spend time with him. And what I really want is for us to go back to the way things used to be when everything was easier between us. And at that time, it was easy for us to spend time together. And I loved that. And you know what else? It made me feel good about myself as a mom, as a person. And so him pulling away has made me question myself as a mom and as a person. And this is where my work is. He pulled away for a number of reasons. You know, he's an adult. He needed his independence. He has, you know, he has a person in his life who is, I love her. She's wonderful. And he needs to do all those things. And he is just going about his life. And I don't fit right now. And I don't like that. But I have to respect that. And I also need to respect myself and stop subjecting myself to disappointment. I need to stop expecting something from someone who's not prepared to give that to me right now. And I need to stop telling myself that that's lack of love or lack of respect or lack of caring, because I don't believe it is. I just believe it just doesn't have the capacity or interest right now. And how can I be okay with that, right? I think we can get very, you know, well, I'm his mother and he should do this and he should be doing that and the least he could do is this. Well, you know, there might be some truth to that. I think we have raised a generation of young adults who are pretty selfish. And we did that. You know, we taught them to be independent and we taught them that they need to have boundaries and only do what they want to do and, you know, to your life. And in the process of teaching them that, I don't know that we really taught them that they have an obligation to be mindful of us at the same time. We were just kind of hoping that would happen. And I actually see a lot of my friends letting go of their boundaries completely and bending over backwards to try to stay in their children's lives. And maybe that's what I should be doing as well, but it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel wanted, actually, that I do that, that I become like a doormat for them, or that I just become someone who drops everything to facilitate ease in their life, and that's the only way I get to see them, if that makes sense. I don't know. I just don't know exactly what my path forward is. But what I do know is that I need to stop attaching my value as a human, as a mother, on the choices made by other people. Same goes for these friends. I need to not attach my value to that. Last night, I had a coaching session with a client of mine who, you know, her divorce happened a couple of years ago, and now she's dealing with dating and relationships and, of course, rejection. You know, it's bound to happen, right? And she's finding it really difficult, and I get it. And, you know, she's like, I know you're going to tell me that, you know, I shouldn't take it personally and whatever, but I do. And of course she does. Like, it's not that I don't think you should take it personally. I mean, I know you're going to. And I get it. It's hard not to. It's hard not to take it personally that someone has decided that you are not the one they want to spend time with. How do you not take that personally? Well, I guess because it isn't really about you per se. Because, so here's the thing. When somebody doesn't want to spend time with you, it's because for whatever reason, it doesn't fit with what they want in their life right now. And that doesn't mean there's something wrong with you or that there's something lacking or that you should be different so that you fit. What it really means is that you need to be someone you're not in order to fit. And this person has been honest with you and said, it's not a fit for me. This doesn't mean you should be different or change or take it personally and be offended or feel that there's something wrong with you. Because what is also included in that is that they don't fit for you. If they were a fit for you, then you'd be a fit for them. It does go both ways. I think one of the biggest things that I wanted to take with me from my divorce was that I never again, ever, and I actually made this promise to myself, never again will I spend time with someone who doesn't want to spend time with me. Never again will I be in the relationship where I want to be there more than they want to be there. And I need to apply that to my friendships and all my relationships, really. I think we come in and out of needs for each other and in and out of fits, you know, belonging with people. And letting go of people who've been really important to you is really, really hard. It hurts the heart. It really does. But I don't take it personally. I am choosing to not take it personally. I'm choosing to not make this about me. And let them have their journey. I am who I am. And I choose to show up as the best version of myself every day. And I'm not perfect. That is not at all what I'm trying to say. It's more about I'm doing the very best that I can. And if somebody, a friend, a family member, anyone reaches out to me and needs something from me, then I will give them that. I will give it to them in a true and honest way. Whatever that is, friendship, advice, support, guidance, compassion, kindness, all of it will come from my heart and it will be open, honest, and true. That's all I can give. That's the most I can give. They will always get my love. But sometimes the most loving thing I can do is accept that they don't need me right now. They don't need what I have to offer right now, and that's okay. If I get offended or hurt, then I'm making it about me. And you've probably heard me say this already before in previous podcasts, that I chose the word love for this year. And I knew it would be a really hard word because it means always coming from a loving place. So this is how I chose to apply it to my life, rather. Always coming from a loving place towards myself and to others. And to also choose to understand others from a place of love. So as these relationships, friendships are going through their, you know, ending or transition or whatever is going on in my life right now, which I'm sure is also going on in yours, I am choosing to come from a place of love and say from a loving place, this person needs to take a different path right now, and I'm not part of it. Or the most loving path for me forward is to not be with this person right now. You know, it's not right for either of us anymore. And it does make it easier to let go, to come from that place. It's harder when you blame, because when you blame, you have to live in the pain. You have to sit in the pain and keep talking about the pain and reminding yourself that it's their fault because of the pain that they have inflicted on you, right? The things that they've done. I don't want to sit there. I don't want to sit and remember. I've always been a forward-looking, optimistic person. I choose to rise every single day with the belief that today is going to be fabulous. It isn't always the case, of course, but it has a much better chance of being that if I start my day with like, today's great. Today's going to be wonderful. Every day has that possibility. It's a much better way to start my day than starting my day with my heart's hurting because of the things that people did to me. In order for me to think like that, like I said, I have to sit and remember the past. I don't like doing that. I don't see any purpose in it. The only purpose is to visit it briefly to learn the lessons. And I feel I've learned my lessons. I've learned that people change. I've learned that I change. I've certainly changed my outlook on life in the last 5 years, let's say, 4 years, 3 years, 2 years. Like, I change all the time because I keep learning and meeting new people and reading, and I choose to learn constantly so that I can be more true, be more honest, be more helpful, be of greater service. And while I'm learning, I make mistakes and I realize I have made mistakes. That's one of the hardest things of learning, is you realize the mistakes you've made. And I choose to apologize for those mistakes when I feel that's important. And more importantly, I choose to just be better all the time. But as I change, my values change, my outlook on life, the way I handle situations change, and it doesn't work for everybody. You know, maybe they've changed in a different direction. Maybe they're not changing at all. And suddenly we are not aligned anymore. And that's okay. That is okay. It's sad. I miss these people. I miss the relationship I used to have with them. But I also know that I can't right now. You know, it is not right. And I would not be true to myself. I would not be loving towards myself. And I would be stepping right across my own boundaries if I was to accept or tolerate being treated a certain way. I feel it's important to, before I end this episode, let's talk a little bit about some steps that you can take, like how you can really bring this into your heart and find that acceptance and not feel so affected by other people's reactions to you and the way that they may treat you. And I know for many of you, this is perhaps somebody who is about to become your, you know, ex-partner, ex-husband, ex-wife, whatever. And it's a hard relationship to let go of. But here's the bottom line. They are also entitled to their space. They are entitled to choose what kind of relationship they have with you, just like you are allowed, or whatever, that you have an absolute right to choose your relationship with them. The only thing that you can ever control is yourself, your choices, your words, your thoughts, your actions. So maybe the best thing you can do is choose to think of things differently. I know I've brought this up before in previous episodes, but I think it's a good time for a reminder. Our thoughts lead to our feelings, or create our feelings, and our feelings drive our actions, and our actions cause our results in life. If you're waking up in the morning, kind of like I was today, and you're thinking with heartache, you know, about people you've lost or a relationship that you're losing or that is gone and you miss it and you're sad, lonely, whatever, those are your thoughts. Think differently. And I know, well, easier said than done, right? One of the ways we can kind of almost force the thoughts to be different is to, first of all, realize when you're doing that and say to yourself, stop thinking about the past, because that's what you're doing. Anytime you are thinking about someone or a relationship that you're sad about, you're thinking about the past. It's gone, it's done, it's past. There is nothing you can do to change the past, and thinking about it will not change your future. The only opportunity you have to change how you feel for the rest of the day and tomorrow and the day after is what you're thinking about right now. And I know when I say it like this, I know you also realize as I'm saying this, that thinking about the pain keeps you in the pain. You know that. Thinking about the pain will never make you feel better. It will never bring the person back, and it will never bring back the relationship you once had when everything was wonderful. Your ultimate goal, everybody's goal, no matter what we're doing in life, no matter what is going on, is to be happy, to be at peace, to be happy. And what is it that makes you happy? Well, what makes us happy is feeling part of something, having purpose, feeling important, feeling valued, feeling loved. Those are the things that we care about. So start thinking thoughts every day, every morning, as soon as you get up, interrupt the blaming thoughts, interrupt the pain thoughts, and think out loud if you have to. And this is where journaling is really helpful, because when you're writing something, you're thinking about it as well. And you can force yourself to write specific thoughts, whereas you can't always stop the thinking in your head, right? So this is one of the great things about journaling. So start writing down what you want to be thinking. I want to feel happy. I am happy. Start writing like as it is. I am thinking happy thoughts. Happy thoughts are, I am with people that I love, or I feel loved. I love myself. Whatever it is, start writing down happier thoughts. Start writing down how you want to feel as though you already feel that way. Notice that you start feeling at least a little bit better when you write those things. When you start thinking about your future and how you want to feel, you are not thinking about the past and how you have been feeling, and that heartache lets go a little bit. I know what I was writing in my journal this morning is that my value and my love is not attached to how other people choose to live their day or how they choose to be in a relationship with me. It has nothing to do with who I am as a person. I know who I am as a person. I know the love in my heart. I know what I give. And that's good enough. I am okay with that. My value is not attached to what someone else is doing because of whatever's going on in their head, whatever stories they're telling themselves. And it might have nothing to do with me. Who am I to attach value, or who am I even to attach meaning to what they're doing when it may have nothing to do with me? I choose to spend this day knowing I am loved, I have value, and I have purpose, regardless of what other people are doing or saying in their lives. It has nothing to do with me. I don't think about the other people. I think about myself, of all the wonderful things that I'm going to do today, of the wonderful things I have in my life right now. I'm grateful for those things. So that is the next thing I want you to write down. Is gratitude. Gratitude for what you have right now, for the things that are important to you in your life that are available to you right now. Like listening to this podcast, like the phone that you're probably listening on, like the headset that you're listening through, that the food that you're going to eat today, the people you'll interact with, the work that you do. Be grateful for all of the things you have instead of ruminating about the things you don't have, that you can't change. And you will notice that you feel better. And when you feel better, you choose to do different things. You choose to take different actions. You choose to do things that will result in a different existence for you tomorrow. So as you think about your relationships and the quality of them, the absence of them, whatever it is, pay attention to your thoughts. What are you saying to yourself about these relationships, about these people? And make sure you check yourself for your expectations. Are you expecting something from people that is not for you to expect from them? It has to do with you, not them. Think about, or be aware, very aware of your thoughts. Be aware of how your thoughts are making you feel. Be aware of the things that you're doing with regards to your relationships, the ones that are important to you. Sometimes the most loving thing we can do for ourselves and for other people is to let them go. I have learned that, and it feels peaceful. It hurts a bit. There are definitely tears, but in the long run, it feels right and it feels peaceful. So I'd love to hear from you as I wrap up this episode. I'd love to hear from you about the relationships that are challenging you, and to what degree the challenge comes from your expectations of the relationship more than maybe what the other person is doing, right? This is work that I do with my clients every day, whether they're dealing with a breakup after their marriage, dealing with the actual end of their marriage, or potentially estranged children, friends. You know, we all you don't get to this stage in life and the relationships you have without having pain, you know, in a way. And that's just, it's just the part of the human experience. And on some level, we have to choose to embrace that, because before the bad feeling, always there was love and there was lots of happiness and fun. And now it's just time to maybe do that with someone else in whatever capacity. So thank you for being here, for letting me share my thoughts with you today. And I know that it has felt good for me to do that. And I hope that it has maybe brought some insight or some aha moments for you. I'd love to hear about that from you as well. And know that this is work that we do, finding this peaceful place in ourselves, this resonance with our own values, this listening to our own truth and our intuition and what we're being asked to do in our lives, how we're being asked to show up. It's all within you. Those answers exist within you. And the biggest reason we don't hear those answers is, first of all, because we're not asking the questions, but also because we're allowing so much noise in that we can't hear the answer. We're allowing the noise of blame and expectations and disappointment to be the loudest voice. I want to invite you to take the time to hear your voice, the real voice, the heart, the soul of you, as she speaks, as she lovingly guides you forward towards what is best for you and what will ultimately be the easiest. And that's what the work that we do at our retreats. We still have some spots available for the one in Italy. What a beautiful place to connect with yourself, to make new friends, to be part of a sisterhood and a community, while also exploring Italy and everything it has to offer. It's going to be quite an incredible week of transformation, self-discovery, and all the things that I just mentioned. And we have other retreats, of course, coming up. I have the one coming here in my home in September and in Costa Rica in 2025. So we'd love to see you at one of those. Join the Rising Moon Sisterhood. It is a beautiful and loving place to be, and there's always someone here for you. I will talk to you again next week. Thank you for being here, and have the most beautiful day.